and welcome to Sunday Supplement. This week, Izzy's not here because she's in Camden being very, very funny and tall, whereas I was in Camden being short, which is all right. I don't mind. But that brings me very neatly to the point of this introduction, in that this is going to be a short episode of Sunday Supplement again.
Like Simon.
You're not supposed to be here, is he? You're in Camden.
Let me out of the box. I don't want to go back in the box.
You're ruining the fourth wall.
I'm not ruining any wall. You were making short jokes, and I had to impinge on this. I've still got a couple of nights left at Camden if people want to come and see me.
All right, shouldn't you actually be in Camden?
I am in Camden.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're clearly not in Camden. I'm in my podcast.
I can see goths everywhere. I see dead people all the time, as well as fishnets all the time.
So, yes, that's what Izzy's doing this week. I'm not. I've done mine. It was fun.
You didn't say that when you were crying into your pillow at night, going, oh, man, why didn't I say that joke?
Right. Anyway, so we're going to have another sort of short excerpt episode this week, where we've got a few sort of extra bits that we've recorded over the weeks just to fill in these gaps when we're not here.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. Please write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Come visit us at www.sundaysupplement.com.
And write a review, because we've got two very nice ones. But
Yeah, write reviews, because we love reviews.
Yeah. We won't refuse reviews. But we will reuse reviews.
You're just trying to make me laugh with rhyming now. Okay, there we go. So enjoy this.
Refuse.
Shut up. Enjoy this, and we'll see you next week.
Shut up. You're such a bitch. I've got a show to do, so why don't you piss off?
Let's do a special Sunday supplement, pull-out supplement now. We're not entirely sure what it's about this week.
Yeah, we're really organised.
In a few weeks, we will have some interviews with, like, proper people who are interested.
Real people.
Real people, not just people who live on the internet.
But we haven't been able to organise it for now.
No, so keep ears out.
Yeah, keep your ears out like Will Smith.
Oh, I want to see Hancock. I don't know why, I just do want to see it.
You know he's a Scientologist now.
What do you mean now? He's always been one.
He hasn't always been one, so Will Smith hasn't. No.
Okay, new.
But he started going mental on when he was doing that whatchamacallit one.
Wild Wild West?
No, the one with the dead people, not the massive spider.
The one with the dead people?
Yeah, and he's alone with a dog.
Oh, the one I haven't seen. I Robot Smith Will.
Yeah, I'm a guy with a dog. And
what was that called?
I don't know, but it irritated me, that film, because it was quite fun. And it had him and the dog. And basically, science basically tried to cure cancer, and then let out a massive disease, and the only way that Will Smith could survive, or Will Smith's friends could survive, was acts of faith, and I just wanted to vomit.
Oh my god. That reminds me actually of a review of the film, it's in my paper this week, called Wanted, and the review's going, it should be a really good film, it's got an amazing amount of action sequences which are really good, Angelina Jolie's in it and she's really sexy, but it's ruined by the fact that they consult a magic sewing machine.
Is that like consulting the singing bush?
Yeah, literally. They figure out who they're going to assassinate because this sewing machine drops a stitch, and that's a code for who they go out and kill.
So it's like supernatural sewing machines?
Yeah. Well, are there any other type?
Yeah, there are natural sewing machines. And you can see them in the Serengeti Plains. No atheist sewing machines, no. All sewing machines have faith. I just feel so left out on half these films.
What you've done there is confuse faith with thread.
Haven't I?
Yeah.
That explains why all my clothes are so crap, because I don't have a stitch to wear.
So we're going to do a pull-out special about tabloids, we thought.
Yeah. I think we ought to make it clear that I do not hate anybody who reads tabloids. I just hate the people who write them.
Yeah, I think that's true. This week's been quite easy because they're fun to read. They're easy to read. They're not dense. They're depressing in the sense that they make your eyes bleed.
But I just don't find them interesting.
Yeah, they're not interesting. That's the thing. But it is disheartening that the people who write them, I just get the impression they sit in their office mocking what they're doing, but still doing it.
My paper has slight credence because it did sack Piers Morgan, who's probably the most cynical. He really doesn't see anybody as of the same intellectual level as him. And I just think that these journalists, they're the sort who are talking down to people when they write. They're writing for what they imagine their audience wants, not what they want to read. And people who do that are quite cynical and nasty. Maybe I'm being very unfair.
Well, I'm sure there's some sort of marketing research they do to say that this is what people buy more of. So, you know, when they put a picture of Princess Diana on the cover, they sell more papers. But I don't know, I hope that a lot of people read it with their tongue in their cheek, and I think they do. A lot of people I know who buy tabloids, that's what they do. They read it with the tongue in cheek and have a bit of a laugh with it.
Like The Sun during the week. Like, I'll pick that up and I'll read it in a pub, but only because, actually, the crosswords are really quite hard.
I have nothing to say to that.
I'm just saying.
The crosswords do my head in.
I know you don't like crosswords. I'm sorry to bring him up. But The Sun's really good. It has the same crossword with two different sets of clues, one cryptic, one not cryptic.
Yeah, so if you can't get one side, you probably get the other side. And yeah, it's the same
but it's
answer,
still
isn't
difficult.
It?
Yeah, it's the same answer, but yeah, and it's still difficult. It's really good.
Right, so at the moment, we've decided that people who produce tabloids are evil, but the crossword in The Sun isn't.
Yeah, I just see a room full of people going, well, this is what... No, we can't tell our readers about Zimbabwe because they don't care about that. They care about tits. And that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it does. I mean, my News of the World, I actually read the actual body of the paper this week. Well, read it. I didn't. I just looked at it and stared. But it devoted exactly 1/16th of a page to Tsvangirai pulling out of the election. And
I don't think it's mentioned in the Sunday Mirror.
Which surprises me, to be honest, because at least the Mirror sort of clings on to its left-wing liberal credentials with teeth clenched.
One thing that I like about tabloids compared to the broadsheets, even though broadsheets are little these days, but they do actually spend time interviewing people, and it isn't always mother of two, no, said she was upset. It is actually allowing people to express their emotions, which makes it quite emotionally mature. But even then, they're always fed into some sort of story to make it even more dramatic than it needs to be.
Yeah, and I suppose also the notion that the broadsheet kind of try and hide behind their sort of highbrow mentality when actually they are literally doing much the same thing.
They do the same thing. If you read, like, The Guardian on Saturday supplements, for example, they have, like, you know, questioning this celebrity about what they see in the mirror, but they put it in a different font so it looks a bit posher. They use fonts a lot, The Guardian, to disguise credulity.
So what's the best font to hide?
Well, actually, I'd say it was Arial. It's, like, chummy, but also sincere. You don't want to do Comic Sans.
If all papers were written in Comic Sans, it would just be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it?
What paper is it you get free with? You get the New York Times free with it.
New York Times with The Observer.
Yes, you get the New York Times with The Observer. And that feels like it's all written in copperplate.
Yeah, like really old-fashioned, done by a man.
And it does seem like... it feels like a fake newspaper. It doesn't actually feel real. You know, it feels like, oh, I'm making all this up. This is what America is like. And Americans, basically... We sort of see you as like a faraway, magical place where nothing really is real. It can't be real. It just can't be. That would be hilarious.
Can't exist. That is true.
No, it's just funny. No, but it's great that it does. It's kind of like, you know, Narnia in a way. Things happen much faster over there.
So to sum up, Will Smith is a Scientologist because he was in a film with a dog.
Yep.
We don't like people.
No, it turns out that we don't actually like newspapers, I think.
Which is a bit weird in the sense that we've decided to devote quite a substantial part of each week talking about them.
I just don't like the idea that, you know, the Sunday Mirror is written by somebody like me. I mean, there are people, they're graduates, they're sort of doing their best to entertain people and inform people, but all at the same time speaking down to you. Just feel like you're being mocked, you know, like when you had a supply teacher come in your class and she was just like, well, boys and girls, how are we today? That's what it feels like reading this. It's just like, don't patronize me, you, just because you think I'm working class.
You've got some latent issues going on there.
I think Karl Marx has got a point. You know, if I was working class, I'd want to kill me.